a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Nice to be in here, actually. Thanks for joining us this morning. Angelo Viola, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Outdoor Journal, and joining us live in studio today. I'm not by myself. a stranger knocked on the door this morning. Brian Pollock from Dive Source.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm very good.
So you had nothing to do. Your wife kicked you out of the house, and here you are.
I woke up at 5 a.m. I don't know why. I hate that on a Saturday.
Welcome to my world. Behind the glass, he's back.
Who?
You.
How are you?
What? I thought, I'm good. I thought you got fired or something, to be honest with you.
You would know that. It'd be the end of the world for you.
That's what I thought. Like, you're gone. Like, where you been?
I've been in the Bahamas for 14 days.
Well, good for you. Yeah. Look at you. What, you got a part-time job or something?
No, actually, I went with my parents. We rented a house.
Because I was going to say, this gig doesn't pay you enough money.
Yeah, exactly. My parents paid for the flight. We paid for the room.
How old are you?
It's a Christmas gift. It's a Christmas gift.
Okay. Yeah. You don't need to know that. You don't need to know.
It's a Christmas gift.
Well, welcome back. In your absence, we lost a member of the team.
Yeah, I just heard this morning.
Derek Brandeo is still there, but Jessica Ellis is no longer with us.
Oh, that's sad.
We'll announce the new
team.
The new Jessica Ellis when we find out who it is. Oh. Obviously, we don't know because I don't see a name on my.
I think it's just Derek today.
There you go. All right.
Multitasker, that guy.
Well, we have a wonderful program today. This is a frown-free program. I just had an opportunity to have a quick glance at all of the guests. This is a frown-free. There's no conflicts here. This is all a feel-good. This is a kumbaya episode episodes.
Tim Horton's hockey episode?
Yeah, we're going to do a little kumbaya-ing today. I'll tell you who those guests are here in a moment. First, before I forget, because we should not forget, Mercury 2.5 outboard motors need to be given away. There are 10 of them sitting on the shelf now, and we will be giving away our first of the 2.5s in a matter of days.
I've been very disappointed in this.
Have you?
Yes, because I can't enter the contest.
You read the rules, haven't you?
I read the rules.
You would be surprised. You know, I don't want to make light of this, okay? And anybody listening, if you are in this category, please do not take this personal. But you would be surprised at the number of people who enter the contest that not just think they might win, but believe that they're going to win. Well, and then when it comes down to the end and we make the draw and we announce, because at 3 o'clock every afternoon on the 15th, we announce the winners. You would be surprised the number of emails we get from people who are disappointed.
I have to go to therapy for this.
Wonder if the Ontario Lottery Corporation also gets emails from these people.
That's true. Never thought of that.
You know, they'll say, I can't believe it. I put 234 ballots in the box. I got up every day and did exactly what you told me to do. And I checked off all of the things and I did it. And I didn't win.
The odds are really good, though.
I know they are.
I bought Lotto Max last night because I'm an idiot, but my odds are nothing like these.
Anyways, what you need to do is go to fishingcanada.com and enter the contest. There's a contest button there. And by the way, we're about to change that front skin on fishingcanada.com, so don't be surprised in the days to come that you'll see a whole different look and feel. But regardless, right now, anyways, all you do is go to the front page, find the contest button, push that button. It'll take you to a landing page that will speak to you about the Mercury 2.5 horsepower four-stroke outboard motor giveaway. You enter the contest by answering a skill testing question. It's a multiple choice. You have A, B, C, and D. And if none of those look write to you. All you do is push the hint button, and the hint button will take you to the spot where the answer lives.
Hmm.
Now, it does not get any easier than that, and I think that's probably why everybody thinks they're going to win, because it's so damn easy. So you answer the question, you put a ballot in the box. It's a virtual drum, actually, and so you put a ballot in every 24 hours. The more ballots you have in the drum, as Brian just said, the better your chances. Your odds get better every time you drop another ballot in the drum. I don't know what the percentages are, but by entering every day, those percentages of winning have got to go up.
You got to be in it to win it.
You got to be in it to win it. So you got to get in there right now. We're drawing this on Monday? No, it's the end of the month, isn't it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's the end of the month.
This little motor will get your canoe up on plane.
Oh, I know. I know. It's a cool little deal. Best part about it is it weighs 18 kilos. So for portaging, for getting back into those outback waters, it's ideal.
And we have your canoeing guy on today.
And we have our happy camper, Kevin Callan's coming on today. So anyways, everything is good. That's what I said. It's a Kumbaya episode. That's fishingcanada.com to enter the contest. Enter it often. And you, too, could be one of the lucky winners. Of course, last year we gave away 9 9.9s. That made history in terms of contesting in the marine business. And this year we're giving away 10 2.5s. And other goodies are going to be added to the contest along the way. I would be remiss not to mention, I know probably I'm not supposed to, about the Sportsman Show thing coming up.
Oh.
Can I mention that?
Hey, you're the boss.
You keep saying that. How come I don't get paid on Fridays like you guys?
Well, you're the boss. You decide to get when you get paid.
Oh.
He's too busy doing the Scrooge McDuck jumping into his money vault.
Yes, exactly.
Starting next Tuesday, there's going to be an added bonus when you go on fishingcanada.com. Starting on Tuesday at some time, I don't know what time the official time will be, but sometime Tuesday.
Keep loading that page.
We are going to throw the switch. And when you go to fishingcanada.com, you will be able to purchase Toronto Sportsman Show tickets for half price.
Yes.
Ooh. Courtesy of the Fishing Canada folks and the Sportsman Show folks.
Wow.
Keep an eye out for that. So this year, before you buy tickets for the Sportsman Show, make sure you go to fishingcanada.com, get them for half price. You get two for one, basically. And there's no limit. You can bring the whole family, the whole neighborhood, the whole tribe, whatever it is you belong to, you can bring them all.
Went to that show every year for I don't know how many years, especially as a kid. Earliest memories, fantasizing about going up to some northern lodge.
It's great. Yep. It really was certainly to me and to you as well, Brian, it really was the stepping stone into the outdoors, wasn't it?
Very much so.
Anyways, that's all coming up on fishingcanada.com. This week in the news, Family Day weekend is upon us.
Yes.
License-free family fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, you've been waiting all year saying, no, I'm not going to buy a damn license because it's too expensive. If they give it to me free, I might go fishing. Well, guess what?
It's free.
Guess what? It's absolutely free. So this is the weekend to take the family up, I don't know, Lake Simcoe, maybe.
Simcoe's running now. I was watching, looking at the groups. A lot of people out catching.
A lot of ice.
A lot of whitefish, a lot of perch.
Perfect. So then this is the weekend you drive up to Barrie or Orillia and go out and do some ice fishing with the family because it's absolutely free courtesy of the Ontario government.
Nice.
Huh? How's that? Contact the ice operator before you head out there just to make sure that everything is safe and sound. And it's just a good practice anyways because they know where the fish are.
Yeah, a lot of those stuff. You can rent a hut. You can go out.
All that stuff.
That's nice.
That's right. Speaking of Toronto Sportsman Shows, the Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show and Sale is here. The Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show and Sale is the largest consumer RV show in Canada, in the entire nation. So come and get your best deal on the latest models from tent trailers to the most luxurious Class A motorhomes. I've always wanted to own one of these things.
Oh, me too.
I just couldn't afford them. So maybe someday when I grow up.
One day.
Well, my first aspiration would be take 2 weeks off and go to the Bahamas. We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait for
Live
that
in one. A yurt, too.
Yeah. And living in a yurt. Yeah, you got that. Anyways, come and get your best deal on the latest models of tent trailers right up to those luxurious Class A motorhomes. Shop for parts and camping accessories in the 11,000-square-foot superstore. Book your next adventure destination. Attend daily RV lifestyle seminars and enter a draw to win a 7-day motorhome dream vacation. Maybe that's how I could get involved in that.
Exactly.
So they have a draw for a 7-day motorhome dream vacation, all happening February 27th to March 1st, coming up at the International Center. For more information and to buy tickets, go to thebigrvshow.ca. That's thebigrvshow.ca. You don't want to miss that one. February 27th to March the 1st at the International Center. Okay, let's get on with our Kumbaya episode. Will Wegman from Aurora Bassmasters is an avid and accomplished angler, a writer, speaker, ice fishing expert. He was at the Big Ice Fishing Expo recently in Barrie.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be joining us today to talk about his favorite fishing hole. Well, I didn't think Will was going to do that.
And no fisherman give that away.
No. Like, what's up with that? It's written right there. Do you see right, right, yeah. right there? His favorite fishing hole. He's going to reveal that.
The hole in the ice. That's probably what he's going to say.
I'm impressed. And then, of course, we have Brian Pollock, who's already here from Dive Source here in Oshawa. He is going to talk to us about scuba and snorkeling and classes and courses. This is the time of year. This is your busiest period in terms of giving classes, I would imagine.
The summer, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it goes back and forth. But the winter is nice because people can just do something in the winter. You know, it's a little nicer when we get them in the pool, and then we take them for their dives in the spring.
Yep. Well, we're going to talk all about that. I'm always fascinated with that subject, as you know. A couple of weeks ago, the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, the Honorable John Yakubuski, was on the program, and he talked to us about their proposal that they posted for the not the reintroduction of the spring bear hunt, because we have been doing that for the last 3 years on a pilot project, but now he wants to put it back in permanently. And it was an interesting interview with him. There are concerns from anti-hunting groups that this is not the right thing to do, of course. We'll always have them, but there's just as many on the other side, if not more, that do support the hunt. So today we thought it'd be kind of interesting to be brought a gentleman on who has his finger on the pulse of the hunting community. His name is Keith Beasley from Canada and Rough. He's going to join us. We're going to get his take on this whole reintroduction of the bear hunt when he comes on. And then rounding out, no, we're not rounding out, I'm sorry, not last but least, but certainly adding to the Kumbaya episode is Kevin Callan, the happy camper. He'll be joining us. He, of course, is the wilderness camping expert who's, we'll call it a little bit quirky. This guy does actually enjoy sleeping in a yurt in winter.
Yep.
So if you call that quirky, then he's quirky. He's going to tell us some great stories. Many books that he's authored. Great reads, by the way. All of his books are absolutely fascinating. Got to check it out. And then rounding out to the group will be the Chaga King, the Chagameister, Jerry Ouellette. He's going to talk to us about harvesting Chaga and where you can get your own. It's a fungus, and it grows everywhere. Wow. He wouldn't appreciate me saying it grows everywhere because he spends countless hours, days, months, and years trying to collect the stuff. But I just tell him it's everywhere. He'll tell us better. But before we do any of that, folks. A little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most-watched fishing program on global television, coast to coast to coast to coast. And also, I know I keep forgetting, also on the Sportsman's Channel. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah, in the U.S. No, it's not the U.S. It's Canada, right?
Sportsman's Channel is in Canada, and U.S. we air on WFN.
That's what it was, sorry.
The WFN is no longer here in Canada, but they have converted to the Sportsman's Channel.
Very nice.
And so we're on there here in Canada on Sportsman's Channel and U.S. on WFN.
I'm confused.
And a multitude of other smaller independent stations as well. And we apologize for not listing them all, but
we'll be here all day.
Yeah, we get paid by the minute here, not on by the word. But you don't want to miss this episode that's airing right now. Unfortunately, I did miss it. I was not on it.
Yes.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss it like I did. This week's episode, my co-host Peter Bowman travels to Batchewana Bay on Lake Superior with our good friend and the latest Fish in Canada host, Steve Nedzwicki, as they seek the ever feisty smallmouth bass. Great episode I watched. They had a lot of fun. I was green with envy. How come I didn't go on that one, Steven? Can you remind me? I know you're busy over there.
You think you have meetings?
We're doing a radio show. You know that.
I'm having problems with people.
You're typing your girlfriend there, letting her know you're back in town and all that stuff.
I did that a long time ago.
Oh, you did that?
Right? Yeah, the many ones.
We're trying to do a radio show.
Trying to get the next guest.
All right. It's called Batchewana Bay Smallmouth, airing on Global Television Network as we speak. Of course, if you are listening to this program, you might not be watching the television show.
So if you go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
While you're there at fishingcanada.com, don't forget two things. Number one, the Mercury Marine outboard motor extravaganza, the giveaway, the sweepstakes that's taking the nation by storm in the marine and outdoor industry. Get in there as often as you can. It's free of charge. Drop a ballot in the box every 24 hours, and you too could be a lucky winner. And this coming Tuesday, an added bonus for doing that, you're going to get an opportunity to buy Toronto Sportsman Show tickets for half price.
Amazing.
No restrictions, no hooks, no nothing. 50% of $10, I believe, is going to cost you to get in the show this year. That's all happening at fishingcanada.com. It's going to be an extraordinary program, so let's not waste any more time. We'll take a quick break. More journal after this, don't you dare go away.